Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
Like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Hello and welcome, my friends. This is Pastor Butch Paul, the 18th day of March 2024. Welcome to tonight's broadcast, and we're so glad you're with us. As usual this week, have another great lineup for you. And tomorrow night, by the way, it's going to be just me and you. Yeah, we're going to discuss some serious stuff tomorrow night, so don't you miss tomorrow night. Just you mean you talking, so get out a glass of tea. We'll talk a while. And Wednesday night, we have Pastor Arthur Pulaski coming on to give us an update what's happening with his case in Canada. And tonight, we're going to talk to Mr. Michael Snyder just in a minute, a young man that has truly impressed me with his knowledge on so many different topics, everything from economics to natural disasters to Scripture. Now, I'm not easily impressed by a lot of people, but he impressed me. But anyway, before we go there, two prayer requests tonight. Got one from Mick in New Mexico. Mick has been not feeling well. If you all noticed, he hadn't called in for quite a while. And he hadn't called in the third season of the office either because Mick's not been feeling too well. So keep Mick and his wife, Johnny, in your prayers, please, okay? Also, Daryl from PA sent down several requests for his friend Casey. She needs guidance and through a hard time. Send there early for healing of a physical problem. Of course, Gary and Donnie Roby, Gary's courageous stand for the unborn, and Donna's still fighting the cancer in her hip. And for he mentioned Phil Hudock, our producer, for healing. Michael McCogart's wife, Lisa, for upcoming shoulder surgery. And Joe Cannon for healing of his lungs and aneurysm. Radio Hawk for healing of his Category 4 cancer. And the J6 folks are in prison, in my opinion, unjustly. And he's also mentioned my wife, Marcia Jean. So thank you, Daryl, for that. And Mick, we're praying for you, too. So you prayer warriors out there, keep this prayer request in mind, please. It's really important you do that. That's why they call and ask. If people didn't have faith that you would pray for them, they would not ask for prayer requests. So keep that in mind, please. And a teaching, we got 2 hours into a teaching I started a couple weeks ago. In our last Bible study, United States in Prophecy, it's already getting results. People calling in wanting copies of the teaching. The teaching will not be done till the first Saturday in April when I go back up the fields again, Lord willing. It's going to be 3 hours long, folks, from DVD or CD. Your choice. But we're going to ask a donation of $15. That'll pay to cover the postage and Phil making it and him paying for it. Folks, it doesn't go here. That goes mostly to Phil because he's the one that does all this work for us. So if you want a copy of a teaching that will help you understand prophecy as clear as knowing your ABCs, you need this teaching. I should have seen it years ago. I'm certainly not by any means the first one to figure this out. But the United States is all through prophecy. Her enemies are mentioned by name in the Bible. and you will know prophecy. When you watch your news, the next time you watch your world news, you'll see prophecy being fulfilled all around you. It's available again on DVD or CD, and along with the book I recommend you get, it's a donation of $10. The Old Jerusalem is not the New Jerusalem. A donation of $10. But folks, so for $25, you get a 3-hour teaching and a book that you need to read. That's the best I can do is offer it to you. I'm not going to get into that detail, but you can go ahead and you can pre-order the DVD if you want to. Some people already have. We'll put your name back. We'll send you the book right away, and then the teaching when you get it. So it's available if you call 800-777-4403. If you have long distance, you please call 304-846-4448. And I would urge you, please, for your own knowledge, get a copy of this DVD or CD. Please. It will help. It'll take away all the teachings you've learned so far. The dispensationalism and all the premillennial, all the other rapture. It'll take you right through it. If you want to know the truth. If you don't get it, of course. That's simple. Tonight we're going to talk to Michael Snyder. I said a young man that I've just gotten to know in the last couple months. Had him on last month. I want him on again. He's impressed me with his articles he's written. I just finished reading one of his books entitled Chaos. Fantastic book. Again, a lot of prophecy in this book, what's coming in this world and on this nation. And I am honored to welcome back tonight. I like to call him a friend already. I hope you don't mind, Michael. Are you there?
I don't mind at all, Pastor Butch. You're a good friend to me as well, and I'm honored to be with you tonight. We've got a ton of stuff to talk about, so I hope that everyone in the audience is buckling up because we're going to go over a lot of stuff, I think, pretty quickly.
Yes, we are. And by the way, don't forget to tell them how to get a copy of your book, okay? Do not let me forget that, please, at least 2 or 3 times. Okay.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, the book is available in paperback and Kindle format on Amazon.com. People can go there and get it right now. But yeah, we should definitely talk about it because it's been having such a huge response.
Well, I think it's very important. A lot of folks that listen to this program do not have computers, cannot order online. So if you can come up with a phone number where they can call and use a debit card or something, credit card or write a check, that would help a lot because a lot of them do not do computers, and I understand that. I wish I didn't have to do it either. But anyway, let's get started. There's much talk about tonight, folks. And as I said, Michael is multi-talented. Matter of fact, he's the kind of guy that I shouldn't like, but I do, because he makes me feel like an old ignorant hillbilly, but I like him. The only thing I hope he can't sing. If he can sing, I'm not going to like him. Everybody has talents like me. But let's get started on some things that are, we'll say, down to earth right now. They're fulfilling prophecy. And you write about it all the time. For example, the earthquakes. I mean, 1,000 earthquakes off the coast of California and places that hadn't even been reported, Michael. What's going on with that?
Yeah, it's actually off the coast of Washington State there along the west coast. Yes. It's, you know, right off the coast, right there. We're talking about the Cascadia subduction zone. But recently, earlier this month, there were 200 earthquakes in a single hour at the peak. But in one day alone, there were more than 2,000 earthquakes right there, right off the coast of Washington. And they're saying that an underwater volcano may be forming or may be about to erupt. And an underwater volcano is not a threat to us here on the mainland. But what the concern is if the seismic activity continues to increase and eventually there's a really big earthquake, along the Cascadia subduction zone could potentially create a tsunami hundreds of feet tall, which would become racing toward the West Coast there, Washington State, Oregon State, Northern California. And a number of years ago in 2015, a FEMA official was asked about this, and he said, well, if the big one hits the Cascadia subduction zone and it creates this giant tsunami, which could be hundreds of feet tall, their operating assumption is that everything west of I-5 will be toast. And so if you look at a map of the West Coast and you look at I-5 and then you imagine everything west of I-5 basically being eliminated or gone or wiped out, I mean, the death and devastation that we would be talking about would be a disaster on a scale beyond anything we've ever seen in all of U.S. history in terms of the devastation that it would cause. So I don't know why this hasn't been getting more attention, because this is a really big deal, because scientists tell us it's just a matter of time before we have the big one along the West Coast, and it is going to come someday, and it's going to create this giant tsunami, which is just going to devastate the West Coast. In addition, we've seen a lot of earthquake activity, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of earthquakes in Southern California and Nevada so far this year. Now, why are we keeping a close eye on that? Well, we're keeping a close eye on that because eventually the big one is going to hit. You know, you've got the San Andreas Fault, other fault lines in Southern California. And when that happens someday, people say, well, is part of California going to fall into the ocean? No, that's not exactly how it's going to work. But someday when the big one hits Southern California, a really, really big earthquake, scientists a few years ago, they did a study and they determined that the ground on the western side of the fault area could drop several feet almost instantaneously. So you'd have one area as high as it was, but another area which is just dropped, fallen pretty substantially as a result of the earthquake. And because much of that area is just barely above sea level, that would allow the Pacific Ocean to come rushing in very, very rapidly. And so we could have a situation where vast portions of Southern California are literally fall below ocean level. The Pacific Ocean comes rushing in, and the geography of the California coastline is permanently altered on a permanent basis. I mean, again, we are talking about the type of death and destruction and devastation that we've never seen or even imagined in this country, most of us.
Well, there's, you know, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, it talks about perilous times in the last days. I think we're starting to see that wrap up and come in very quickly. I mean, there's no doubt about it. And what we're seeing happen now in places, well, you know, we read about places like Haiti and Haiti's been destroyed. Back when I'm just saying this like it is, back when they were under French control, Haiti was one of the wealthiest colonies in the world. And back when it first erupted, the U.S. went in there for a few years, helped them build some roads and railroads, and they started prospering again. They went back into hell again. And what's happening in Haiti with these gangs is coming to America. I'm convinced of that because we're importing the ones to do that from all over the world. I mean, Mexico, of course, Guatemala, Venezuela, China. We're importing the terrorists in our own country on purpose. There's not another way to say that, but that on purpose, to bring this kind of chaos to the U.S. Do you agree with that, Michael?
Well, I think the Biden administration is definitely wants migrants to come pouring in. There's no other explanation for the refusal to secure the border. Now, you talk about Haiti. I just did an article about this today. I mean, the mainstream news outlets are literally using terms like post-apocalyptic. They're using terms like Mad Max to describe the situation in Haiti. It's just basically, it's insane what is going on there. It's horrible. But the Biden administration apparently has thought that it's a great idea. Let's just start bringing in all these people that want to get away from Haiti. So far, up to this point, more than 130,000 migrants from Haiti have been brought in by the Biden administration, and they've been resettled by the Department of Homeland Security. This is according to the Washington Examiner, more than 130,000 of them in cities all over the United States. And so we've had this just vast influx of migrants from Haiti, which is, you know, just ridden with gangs. It's just their society is totally broken down. It's a failed state. And so they're like, well, let's just bring in a big chunk of their population and settle them in our cities. But, of course, not only that, Pastor Butch, but we've got on the northern border with Canada, I have some numbers about this in the article I just posted today. People should check it out. but the number of people crossing the northern border coming over has increased exponentially just over the past 2 years. Of course, the southern border, millions and millions have been coming in. They just caught one guy from Lebanon who came in, and he actually admitted to authorities. He said, yeah, I was a member of Hezbollah. I'm coming over. I'm going to go to New York City. My plan is to build a bomb. And I don't know why he admitted all this to them, but he apparently did. It was in the New York Post and other media outlets. But fortunately, they caught him before he could do anything. But how many others among literally the millions that have crossed the southern border during the Biden administration? And the vast majority of these millions that have been encountered at the border, they've been trained by the NGOs. They've been trained by the globalists. They're actually given literature telling them what to say, what to do, how to get to the border. And once they get to the border, to say, hey, I'm seeking asylum, let me in, blah, blah, blah. They're trained all the right things to say. And then they're let in, awaiting their court date, which is often years in the future. They're allowed to go wherever they want in the country, wandering around. So now there are literally millions of these people here, which the vast majority of them never even show up for their court date, but they're let in. They're free to go about their business doing whatever they want to do. And so, Pastor Butch, we already had, before the Biden administration, we had millions and millions of very desperate people in this country, people that were homeless, people that were hungry, people that were down on their luck, people that were drug addicts, and the list goes on. Now we're adding millions upon millions more extremely desperate people from all over the world. We're just letting them pour into this country. The stage is being set for civil unrest, civil disorder, riots, looting, chaos on a scale that I don't even know if I have the words to describe, but we are literally committing national suicide, and that's why every American should be in an uproar over this. They call it a migration crisis, but of course it's illegal immigration, illegal aliens. It's an invasion, really, what's happening to us, Pastor Butch.
Well, you know, you say suicide, and it is, but it's also a planned murder. We know that. America had to be murdered, especially the Christian culture and the so-called Christian white nationalists. They have to stop this. They want to murder this country, and they're doing it. And the illegals are getting so brazen that coming across the Arizona border, they found some holes, and they literally took selfies. Now, these people can't afford to buy food or clothes. They all got cell phones. But anyway, they come across the border taking selfies and videos, showing their friends back wherever, around the world, actually, where to cross the border in Arizona. Folks, this is absolutely an invasion, and it's been done on purpose. Don't let them kid you. And I don't care what Abbott says. If Abbott wanted to stop it on the Mexican border or Texas border, he could do that. He has the means if he would do it, but he's afraid he'll lose his federal funding. I'm sure that's part of it. And all governors are. Not just pick on Abbott, all of them the same way. Their federal funding, they don't think they could exist. But that's just what I'm just telling you. This is planned, and no one's going to stop it that I can see right now. But Michael, all we're seeing happen, and our economy is literally falling apart. I mean, people are seriously can't even afford to shop at dollar stores anymore. 1,000 dollar stores are closing, Family Dollars. People can't afford to shop at the discount stores. What's happening to our economy?
Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up, Pastor Butch, because as you said, we just learned that 1,000 dollar stores are closing. It's about 670 Family Dollar stores. A lot of them are in the cities and in the urban areas, and then it's 300 and some Dollar Tree stores are closing.
As a matter of fact, we just had one close here the 25th of last month, I believe it was, just closed right here where I live.
Yeah. And during the good times, the dollar stores were opening stores like crazy all over the country. In fact, I read about one small town in Kentucky where they have six of them. You know, they were just multiplying all over the country. And so if you thought that good times were ahead of us, that the economy was going to be good, you would want to even open up more stores, potentially. But now they're saying, hey, what's happening to the economy is so bad, we're going to close 1,000 stores. I mean, that just blew me away. But this is what we're seeing, is that consumers don't have as much money to spend anymore. The people at the bottom of the economic food chain, they're broke, they're drowning in debt. I just saw an article this week, delinquency rates have gone even higher in terms of credit card debt at small banks. The delinquency rates are the highest ever we've ever seen. And Pastor Butch, people, you know, demand at food banks is off the charts. You know, I think I mentioned on the last program that I was on, the Wall Street Journal said reported last year that homelessness was increasing at the fastest pace ever recorded. And now with all these migrants coming in, they're just overwhelming social services in New York and Chicago and everywhere else. And they're saying, hey, we have no more room in the shelters. We can't take any more people. But, of course, they keep coming. More are arriving in New York and Chicago and Denver and other cities every single day. And so the social services that are meant for American citizens are being overwhelmed by the migrants, by the illegal immigrants.
That's true.
But it's right now it's the people at the bottom of the economic food chain that are hurting the most. We're seeing more layoffs. We're seeing, in fact, in February, according to Challenger Grand Christmas, that was last month, we saw the most layoffs ever recorded. For the month of February, it set a record. So we're starting to see this. We're starting to see inflation, and see that's the thing why so many people are really they don't have any extra money to spend is because the inflation rate, the true rate of inflation, has been increasing much faster than our paychecks have. So people go to the stores and they're astounded. I go to the grocery store and some of the things that I used to buy, I mean, just a few years ago, have doubled in price. Others have almost doubled. And so people are having to make hard choices. People are really just scraping by just to try to make it from month to month. And the cost of housing is one of the most ridiculous things that that I've seen in New York City. I recently included this in one of my articles. There's an apartment, if you can call it that, it's just 54 square feet. Doesn't have a bathroom. It doesn't have running water. It's just a little 54 square foot space right there in New York City, and it's renting for more than $1,200 a month just for 54 square feet. It's not even an apartment. It's just like a space. But this is the cost of housing now. And people can't afford it. And people, especially in Generation Z and Generation X, the young adults, they're having such a hard time because they're trying to work a job and they're trying to pay their bills. And but they're saying, wow, this doesn't add up. I can't even pay for the basic things. And I hear from so many people that are deeply struggling out there right now. But unfortunately, it's going to get worse.
You know, you say that. And I hate to hear it, but you're telling the truth. And not only are people getting laid off because the place is closing down, but Tyson Foods. Now, folks, you listen to this. I don't intend to buy any more Tyson Foods of any kind. They're laying off hundreds, thousands of workers, actually, from different plants and closed down plants from Missouri to Virginia and other places. And they're going to New York to hire illegals. Now, I'm not making it up, even Michael.
No, that was in the news this week. It's absolutely true, Pastor Butch. And, you know, in one of my articles, I included a bit about how they're laying off all these workers in Iowa, you know, these people who had been with them for a long time. And then they're turning around and saying, hey, we're going to hire all these illegals in New York because they're cheaper. They're cheaper. And that's, you know, a lot of these illegals, they work for less, and so they're going to be taking jobs away from American citizens.
Well, not only that, they're going to hire lawyers for them so they can keep them in the country.
Oh, yeah, the NGOs are going to perform all sorts of wonderful services for them, giving them free cell phones, giving them, in some cases, giving them free plane tickets, all sorts of things, you know. And ultimately, the NGOs, the globalists, the Democrats, they want them here because once you get all these people here, you can't get rid of them. You can't get them all out of the country. You can deport a few of them, you know, if you get Republicans into office. But you're ultimately not going to get rid of most of them. And so they're here, and then eventually they're going to have children that become citizens. Eventually they're going to be legalized in different states and get to vote and, you know, and ultimately change the character. And most of the migrants are pro-Democrat. They lean left. And so the Democrats just love it. And the other thing, Pastor Butch, and what most people don't realize is that the census counts every single person, even illegal immigrants. So for the purposes of Congress, in terms of what states get how many representatives in the U.S. House of Representatives, That is determined by the total count of people, including illegal immigrants. So recently, a Democrat congresswoman even came out and said, hey, I need more people, more of these migrants to come into my district just for redistricting purposes, just so that there will be enough people in New York State so they don't take away some of our members of Congress, because, you know, New York's been losing citizens, U.S. citizens. But they're like, we need these migrants to come in so we won't lose seats in Congress for our blue state here in New York. So they're openly admitting part of the reason they want to do this is so the census numbers will be bolstered, and so that it will be helpful in terms of the balance of power in Congress for the Democrats.
Well, not that it makes any difference, but isn't that against the law?
It should be. It should be.
And I think it is, but what Tyson's is doing now, too, is against the law. Firing citizen workers and hiring illegals. But who pays attention to law anymore? Obviously, they don't. But now, we got to move on beyond this point. But with what you're seeing here in this country, and you write some very powerful articles, and folks, I would suggest you sign up to get these articles. They're worth it. They're phenomenal. But what you're seeing now economically, Michael, in this country, I just wonder what could happen between now and the election. Could we be going to a civil unrest because of the economy and illegals and a whole lot more than that? Can we see civil unrest to the point that perhaps it won't even be an election?
Well, the level of anger and frustration continues to rise, and certainly the economy is part of that because people are frustrated. They go to the grocery store, and it's going to cost $300 or $400 for a full cart of food. They're frustrated that they're losing a job or someone they know has just lost a job. They're frustrated because they can't afford housing. They're frustrated because of the things that are hitting their pocketbook. And surveys have shown Joe Biden is performing very, very poorly in terms of approval for the economy. So that's part of it. And then there's so many other things which are raising the level of anger and frustration in this country as we approach election season. Now, personally, I do believe that there will be an election, but I believe it will be the most chaotic election season, most bitter, most hateful, most angry, most divisive election season we've ever seen. And then I believe the results of it will actually produce even more chaos. I believe the result of the election will produce an explosion.
Either way it
like
goes.
We've never seen.
Either way it goes.
But especially if Trump is able to win, we're going to see the left go on a temper tantrum. And they're actually already talking about revolution very openly on social media. And so if Trump were to get in, then the leftist politicians, the mainstream, you know, we're talking about CNN, MSNBC, et cetera, they're going to basically give the green light and say, oh, you know, people out there, they're feeling like rioting. And we're going to see if people remember 2020, the BLM riots.
Oh, yes.
Well, if Trump gets in, and now we've got millions and millions and millions of migrants that have come in since that time. And to the left, it's going to be the worst thing that ever happens. We're going to see civil unrest like crazy.
Hang on to the break. Folks, what we're talking about now has all been prophesied in the scriptures for this country. I promise you it has. Don't go way back at the break. A lot more to talk about. And your phone calls, 844-769-2944. Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain that I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Demand of Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Demand a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775. Or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Are you paying an arm and a leg for a healthy alternative lifestyle? Are you tired of products not meeting your expectations? Is it becoming harder for you to have faith in restoring your body to the temple it began as? I know your struggle is real, and I'd be honored to help you and those you care about feel better and thrive. with organic ingredients and no fillers made right here in our own country, many of which are wild-crafted right here in the mountains of Montana, we at Superior Mountain Herbs are blessed to be able to get you the best herbal products with no hassles or misleading information. Truth and transparency is what you get with us. For a free list of products available to hear this month's special as well, please call Summer at 406-274-7579 or email me at green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com. That's green with an E at the end, assistantsummer@gmail.com.
There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cederstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game we're playing. This is a war. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
Folks, we are back. You were talking to Michael Snyder, and I hope that you'll take time to order his book, Chaos, by Michael Snyder, S-N-Y-D-E-R. Michael Snyder. The book is very inexpensive, around $15 or less. It's a book that's so, it's detailed and spoken on so many different articles in different directions. I would highly recommend to anybody out there that wants to learn. It's over a couple hundred pages long, and it's full of things you can share with your family. If you have somebody that's just coming on board with what's happening in this world, in this country, this book can make you help understand what's really happening and get your mind to some things that's real. And I do mean that. But, you know, we're watching our culture be destroyed, literally. And that's part of the plan also, to bring in all these different people from all the world that obviously live in different cultures. Most of them are different religions. Most of them are not Christians at all. They come from the Muslim countries and the Hindu countries, all over the world. China coming from the Buddha countries. They're here by the thousands and millions. So they're undermining the Christian culture in America. And they're causing the collapse of the foundation of our country, Michael, the Christian faith in Jesus Christ, who's the foundation of all things. They're causing that collapse and caused all manner of chaos in our country. So that is a huge move by our enemy, and the main enemy, of course, is Satan, but by his minions to take us down, is it not?
Yeah, this is another part of ultimately their plan is to globalize the United States, have it a situation where borders don't matter anymore, and then bring in just vast amounts of people that they aren't Christian, they weren't raised in the United States, they don't know anything about American values, about American history, about the values that made this country great from the founding fathers up till today. And so then all these people, it waters down the people like us that still do believe in the Constitution, we believe in the Word of God, but people like us are becoming a smaller and smaller portion of the population, and that's by design, and that's what they want. Because then once we lose, our power is diminished, that makes it easier for them to advance their globalist one-world agenda.
Well, obviously the motto has always been chaos out of order. Order out of chaos. That's been their motto for years, and the New World Order, the elite, so to speak. Now we see that we're so bad off in this country, they're calling in the military to keep peace in subways. They want to call in the military to a high school, I know of at least one in Massachusetts, to keep the children under control. Call the military into Florida to keep the college students under control. And that is a sign of a decaying society for sure. That's a sign of a society that's all just moral basis. But it's also a sign of tyranny, is it not?
A sign of what, Pastor Butch? I didn't catch the last part.
Tyranny.
Oh, it tyranny. Is. It is. Because when you've got chaos, then that gives an opportunity for governmental tyranny. And so, like you said, we're seeing the National Guard be deployed in the subway in New York City. First time I've ever heard about that before, but that's how bad things have become. They actually have to put the National Guard. And then they heard about that in Philadelphia, and they were saying, hey, we got so much crime in the mass transit of Philadelphia. We'll bring it here, too. That's what we want it in Philadelphia, too. You know, people are literally clamoring for peace and security in San Francisco. You know, they just had some ballot initiatives to crack down on crime just because the chaos in the streets has become so extreme. They're like, we need someone to restore order. We need, because we've got a crime wave in this country like we've never seen before. Just crime, and of course, the illegal immigrants help contribute to that. But a lot of it is being fueled by the worst drug crisis in U.S. history by far. But worse than anything we saw in the 80s and 90s, we've got drug overdose deaths at an all-time high, at levels never seen before. And we're a nation of addicts. We've got addicts just roaming the streets like zombies. And, fentanyl is a really big thing now. Now, fentanyl, the precursors to fentanyl are shipped over to Mexico from China. China, our enemy. They're shipped over by the communists of China to Mexico. And then at a warehouse in Mexico, and this is just one of the places, but there's a warehouse where 2,000 Chinese nationals are there working on the fentanyl, producing the fentanyl. Then it's sent over the southern border into our cities where it's killing people by the thousands. It's creating addicts by the millions, all these drugs. And the Biden administration won't do anything about it or secure the border. So and then all these addicts, in order to fund their addictions, they've got to steal. And so that's why if you go to San Francisco or Oakland and leave your car unattended for about 10 minutes, well, there's a very good chance you're going to have your window broken and people are going to try to steal stuff out of your car. Or this is one of the reasons why retailers in the United States this year will lose more than $100 billion to what's called shrink, because shoplifting is just at epidemic levels all over the country. But this is law and order. We really are becoming a lawless nation, Pastor Butch. And just like in the last days, the scriptures warn us there will be an increase of lawlessness, and that's precisely
and
what we're witnessing.
And violence.
Yes.
You know, I don't know what else we can say to add what you're saying, because if anyone cannot see the collapse of our nation, our society, the moral values, a collapse of our economy, because everything hinges on morals, and true morality is hinged on the Word of God and the Ten Commandments and his moral code and laws. Everything's hinged on that, whether it be an individual's life, a family, or a small town, or a state, or a country. Without the moral basis that holds us together, without that, we have chaos. You know, Henry Kissinger said something many years ago, and this is a paraphrase. He's talking about UN troops, but he said, if UN troops come to America now, people will be in uproar, so to speak. But now we're seeing that, hey, as you said, Philadelphia wants them. They sent, not UN necessarily, but troops. Send us military to protect us. How bad has it gotten when the people are willing to trade everything for what we call security? You know, I won't fly anymore. I just can't stand it, getting to go through a line and take off your belt, take off your shoes, kiss my rear end, and walk through this machine and get on the plane. I can't stand that anymore. I can't tolerate it. But people tell me, well, it's for our own good. Grow up, people. We should be able to take care of ourselves. If we taught our children morality, how to live in a world that's so wicked, maybe we could change this country from the inside out. It can't be. It can be controlled, folks, from the outside in at the point of a gun. But the only way to be a free individual, a free society, is to govern ourselves according to the Word of God. Other than that, we're not free, never can be free, so don't expect it to happen. And Thomas Jefferson once said that when a public becomes evil and it's not corrected quickly and lawfully, it just decays even more. So we're seeing it happen. And we're seeing the collapse, I said, of the faith that built this country. We're seeing people actually getting frustrated enough that they want to leave the country just because they can't make a living here. They can't pay their bills here. And one more question before we go to calls. We'll get to the calls, I promise. Just hang in, folks. I promise to get to you. How close are we now to having a digital currency and maybe a world currency?
Well, the digital currencies, the CBDCs, central bank digital currencies, are being developed right now in the United States, although there's Republican opposition, thankfully. So that's kind of holding that back in the U.S., but it's been being developed by the Federal Reserve right now. It's being developed over in England by the Bank of England. It's being developed in the EU, one for the EU right now. And of course, Russia's already released theirs, and Brazil. And all over the world, these digital currencies are moving forward. So it's part of the globalist plan. They want to push this through. So we're close. It's getting there, and they want to implement these things. And, of course, that's a danger because it's, you know, people say, well, I pay with my card now. That's digital. But these digital currencies, every single thing you do will be, it's blockchain technology. Everything you do, everything you buy, sell, everything will be watched, monitored, tracked, recorded. And so there'll be no more privacy for anything you buy or sell. The government will know everything if you haven't paid your taxes, if you have paid your taxes, what you're buying. If you buy a gun, they'll know that. If you're buying whatever you're buying, the government will know. So it's a very dangerous thing, Pastor Butch.
Well, we're seeing it come together as a world economy, a world religion, and world political systems come together so quickly. It truly is. And we're in that time so fast, we better take a phone call or two before we get too far behind. Let's start with this friend in Georgia. Let's talk to Tom. Tom, come on in. Welcome.
Hey, Pastor, that's the second time that you've quoted that Kissinger quote.
Right.
You guys have got it on, so I just want to hit and run. But the full quote is this. The American people will not stand for UN troops to be on the street, but there may come a time where things are so chaotic that they would ask for it.
There you go. There you go.
What was he talking about?
Exactly. Exactly.
I've been scouring the internet trying to find that quote before I got on, but I can't find it. Everything's been scrubbed. But anyway, that's the full context of it. It's being set up so that we will beg for help.
Look what happened. The airports. I mean, the airports. A few so-called hijackings, which are, most of them were planned. But a few so-called hijackings. And people beg for security, so we now have the TSA harassing people getting in line. And I got a call, but I want to share this real quickly. I got a call from a TSA agent to listen to my program. I mentioned it a couple weeks ago, but I don't fly more. This is why. He called and said, Pastor, you're telling the truth. So I'm ashamed of what some of my colleagues do to the pastors that come through the line at the airport where he works. I come from
a
TSA agent.
They're going to come out of the airports. They're going to come out of the airports, Pastor.
Oh, yes, they are.
In front of the grocery stores, the shopping centers, all that kind of stuff. And it's just, this is the new world. We're from the government, and we are here to help.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Thank you, Tom.
I'll let y'all go. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Thanks for the call. Before I go to the next caller, make one more point, too, I'm thinking of it, Michael. You mentioned about the Chinese coming in and what they're doing. And had a call last Thursday from a listener in New York. Two illegal Chinese nationals were caught target practice against a state force in New York. They were arrested for firing the guns where they shouldn't be. But my question has always been this. If they're here to find work and they're hungry, why are they at target practice in the first place? Why do they care about target practice if they're starving to death? You get my point?
Yeah. Oh, it's very true, Pastor Butch. And there was that video on social media recently which went viral, which showed these Chinese nationals, you know, these Chinese migrants, they just came over the border and all of a sudden they're conducting target practice. All of a sudden they're practicing with their guns, you know. And people need to realize that most of the Chinese coming over are military-age Chinese men. They often come in groups. And then when they come in groups, you'll often notice that they have the same shoes, the same backpacks, or similar equipment. So we've got these groups of men, military age, from China, often equipped with similar equipment. You know, you would think that somebody out there would think that's suspicious, but no, the Biden administration seems to think this is just great.
Well, the Biden administration has been told what to think. And by the way, if you ever watch them sometime again, watch your military bearing. They're very well disciplined. They've been taught very well. Folks, this is happening as we speak. And this is fulfilling prophecy. I promise you it is. I taught this past week. I'll be teaching again the final segment coming up soon. This is where we are. And if you want the truth, I'm not trying to sell you anything except I want you to learn. $15 for 3 hours is a giveaway because everything's so expensive. Postage is it's out of sight. But if you want to find out where America is in prophecy and where we are in time right now, you just call and order that set for $15 and get the book, The Old Jerusalem, Not the New Jerusalem. Any more comments before we go to the next caller that you want to make, Michael?
Oh, Pastor Butch, I was going to just mention, I'm like you. I'm old enough to remember when I could just go to the airport, hand them my ticket, and just stroll on the plane. You know,
yes.
There was no bag checks or whatever. But now that's part of why they're bringing the National Guard into the subway. They're actually checking people's bags.
Yes, they are.
These National Guard in the subways, you know. And eventually it's going to be all over the place just because... You know, and I really appreciate what the caller said, because chaos will bring tyranny. Chaos brings, people say, oh, we need security when the chaos comes. So that's one of the reasons I entitled my new book entitled Chaos, because of the economy, the political situation with the election, the wars, which we haven't even talked about today, which are about to escalate. People need to understand. And everything else, the natural disasters are coming too. All these things, and another pandemic. All these things are going to create chaos of an unprecedented nature. We're at a tipping point right now. Life, people think things are crazy now. No, life is still relatively normal now. Things are about to tip and go to a situation of extreme chaos in this country, and then people will be begging for the government to do something. They'll be begging for answers. They'll be begging for solutions because their lives are going to be shaken so much by the events that are coming, and we're right at the door, Pastor Butch.
And, folks, if you watched in the news, you saw the cars burnt in the streets of Haiti, of the cities of Haiti. You're watching the buildings being destroyed in Gaza and Ukraine and even Russia. You mark my words, Ms. Hillbilly Preacher. Folks, I'm 75 years old. I'm not kidding anymore. I've been on the radio 31 years this month. I've seen so much come and go, and that's not because I'm so exceptionally smart, because I'm not. It's just Sam experienced. I've studied the scriptures long enough to know what's going on. I've studied the history and current events long enough to see what's coming. Your children, my children probably, which are all in their 40s now. My grandchildren, 6 of them, 2 great-grandsons and 1 more on the way. But I do believe my children, I may not live long enough to see it, but I think I probably will. We're going to see riots in the streets to the point of gangs burning cars. And we've already seen that, but we're going to see it on a scale so big. It's going to blow your mind. Let's go to Jan in Iowa. Jan, come on in. Welcome.
Hi, Pastor.
Hello.
Quick question. Is that DVD, is that going to be just the teachings, or is this our regular
No, that'll be you receive the DVDs. You'll get them with regular DVDs also.
Okay. I didn't know if he was going to put just the teaching on a separate, on a special one.
Well, we're going to do that, but if you get tapes a month, you'll get it anyway.
I didn't know.
Okay, glad
but,
you asked.
I'm wondering why the Haitians just don't go over to the Dominican Republic instead of coming here. Everything they need is on the other side of their island.
Mm-hmm. Any comments to that, Michael?
It's a very wealthy Dominican Republic is a very tourist place. It's a wealthy part of the country. But just on the other side of that, just on the other side of the island, is a poor country. So why don't these people, instead of invading us, go invade the Dominican Republic? You ever notice that?
Good question. Mike, any comments on that?
I think that's an excellent point. Where, you know, that would seem natural just to go to the other side of the island, or, you know, there's other countries a lot closer than the United States which could help out. But instead, whenever something like this happens, well, the Democrats, those on the left, said, hey, we're open for business, come on over. And then people are attracted here because they know they're going to get the most money here. They're going to get the most benefits. They know the NGOs are going to give them cell phones and all kinds of things. They know that they're going to be welcomed by the sanctuary cities. Oh, go ahead.
Oh, it's not just the Democrats either.
No, it's both sides down.
I don't care what you call yourself.
Almost a
uniparty.
Yeah,
it's not what you call yourself. It's who you are.
Very true. Good point, Jan. Yeah. Anything else you want to say?
Just a prophecy update. The blood moon. Did you get my email?
I did.
Only do we have the eclipses, we had the weathering eclipse. Now we got a blood moon on the 25th.
Okay, that's another good point. And thank you, Jan. Anything else you want to add?
I sent you another one that is a report out of Africa from a friend of a person reporting it, that they have worldwide, she's talked to the other animal behavior people, animals are heading up. They're getting as high as they can. All of their elephants they were watching have started moving up, getting as high up into the hills as they can get, every single one. And this is same animal behavior is going on all around the world. It's the same animal behavior that's taking place.
Interesting. Well, I appreciate it, Jan.
Pastor,
thanks for calling.
We
appreciate
it.
Yes, we do. We need to spread the word very quickly. We got another call online, but even before we go to the next caller, hang on 1 second, Gary, please. I want to ask Michael a question. Michael, all these things we're seeing happen, he just mentioned blood moon. Of course, we know about the upcoming eclipse and what science made on his country over the last few eclipses, what it means there. In your heart, in your spirit, do you sense this is a sign, something that's imminent?
I believe, in the scriptures, Luke chapter 21, Jesus said there will be signs in the sun, moon, and stars in the days just before his return. And so when you're talking about eclipse, you're talking about the sun and the moon being involved in order for an eclipse to happen. And now, within the next month, within the next 30 days, as the caller said, we've got a blood moon eclipse on March 25th, the second day of Purim, which you read about in the book of Esther, the Purim there, the second day of Purim, we've got this blood moon eclipse, which is going to happen just about the same time that the Devil Comet, which comes once every 71 years, starts to become visible to the naked eye in the northern hemisphere, where we are. We're in the northern hemisphere. So just as that blood moon eclipse is going to be happening on the 25th, the Devil's Comet is going to be making its run, become visible to the naked eye in the northern hemisphere, then it will still be running through the where we can see it in the northern hemisphere when the Great American Eclipse of 2024 comes on April 8th, completing the giant X over America, which the Great American Eclipse of 2017 started, forming this giant X over the heartland of America. And I talk about that eclipse extensively in my book. In fact, I feel so strongly about it, I actually put it on the cover of the book. I have three eclipse paths on the cover of that book for a reason there. And I believe this is a warning. I believe it's a warning to America. I believe it's a call to repentance, as you know, so many of God's warnings to us are.
Amen.
But will the country listen? So far, we haven't. For example, Gallup, since last time we were on, Pastor Butch, Gallup came out with a new survey, and they found that the percentage of Americans that are LGBTQ+ is at an all-time record high. But in particular, Generation Z women, in terms of the youngest young adults that are female, it's up to 30%. 30% of Generation Z women are LGBTQ+. So it's and it's running rampant among our young people, particularly among our young women. And so instead of repenting, our country is running the opposite direction as fast as they possibly can.
Absolutely. Let's take a call from Wisconsin. Let's talk to Gary. Gary, come on in. Welcome.
Thank you, fellas. I'll make it short. There, I live in farm country here, and we've had a lot of drought lately in Iowa and western Wisconsin here. But I can see where there's going to be food shortages big time, and you got all these millions of people. I'm really afraid that this the evil regime is going to send busloads of armed people out to the farms, and they're going to come after the farms like they did in Rhodesia and South Africa, and it's not going to be pretty. I really believe they're going to send busloads of these people that come after us, the farms, and take them over. That's all I got to say. I'm sorry to have to say that.
Well, thanks for the call. Appreciate it. Thank you. Yeah, we've had 140,000 farms closed in the last few years, folks. This is very serious. Very serious. Any comments on that, Michael?
Yeah, this is another thing I wrote an article upon recently, and it's another piece of the end times puzzle where they're shutting down farms all over Europe in order to meet their climate change goals, you know, that they've set for themselves. So they're shutting down farms all over Europe. Farmers are protesting like crazy over there. Here in the United States, as you mentioned, in one recent five-year period, we lost 140,000 farms here in the United States. The size of the U.S. cattle herd in the United States is the smallest it's been in 73 years. Turkey and chicken, their prices are going through the roof because bird flu continues. It's another one of these pestilences. Bird flu continues to kill millions of chickens and turkeys all over the country. And the price of cocoa, if you love chocolate, stock up now because the price of cocoa is going exponential. I mean, we are seeing problems with global food supplies. Global hunger is increasing like crazy. And in fact, I just wrote about how 3.1 billion people couldn't afford to eat a healthy diet last year.
True.
Now, here in the United States, most of us still can afford to buy food, but we're having to pay a lot more for it. That's how it's manifesting. The global food crisis is manifesting here through higher prices. But eventually, down the road, yeah, there will be famine here too. Not yet, but right now, demand at food banks is off the charts.
Absolutely is. And as you said, prices are getting so high. There's some things I used to buy once in a while. I ignore now. I don't need them. I can survive without them. But it's coming down to the point someday soon I can't probably be able to buy the necessities. We're down with the last minute or so, about a minute and a half. Tell the folks again how to get your book.
Yeah, if people want to get the book I've been talking about today, it's entitled Chaos. So if you just go to Amazon.com and type in Michael Snyder Chaos, you'll find it in paperback and Kindle format, or just go to any of my websites or my Substack newsletter, and you'll find big banner ads advertising it there. But I appreciate everyone that supports, because it's a big help to what we do.
Thank you, Michael, so much. Folks, I appreciate y'all being here. Thank you, Michael. God bless y'all. Hope to talk to you in the very near future.
Absolutely, Pastor Butch.
Thank you, my friend. Folks, see you tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, just you and I. We're going to have a rough ride tomorrow night, so hang in there. Come on, share some things with you. Good night. See you there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading 1-800-375-4188 or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.